this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar.
Lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show on radio. I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner. That's Troy Harmon. You're like really smart guy, right?
I'm kind of smart sometimes. It just depends on who you measure me against.
I got you. Okay. So you're a CFA, Chartered Financial Analyst.
Yes, sir.
And a CVA.
Yes, sir.
Certified Valuation Analyst.
Yes, sir.
And then we have Shauna Theriault, who's also smarter than I am and better looking. You're not better looking, Troy. So,
oh, well,
I mean,
I never claimed to be
bald
that.
Is beautiful. Remember
yeah.
that, right here.
This is me. Perfect face for radio.
Me too. So you're a CPA.
Yes.
And a CFP.
Correct.
So,
and a future CDFA.
Oh, there we go. What's CDFA?
A Certified Divorce Financial Analyst.
Got it.
That's not divorced financial analyst. That's certified divorce.
Yeah,
so
right.
Matters of divorce and finance.
Gotcha.
Yep, there you go.
So what's going on this week?
Well, Bill, it was almost your perfect week. The market is down 0.05%. Almost flat.
I have been right more this year.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, the market totally, all in, is up almost 12% year to date.
I'm just saying.
There have
been plenty of days where it's been flat.
That's true. It seems like it's grown in steps. The market's, it bumped up about 3.5% in the first 3 months of the year, and then,
five. You mean it doesn't go straight up?
It does not. Well, sometimes it feels like it goes straight up. If you look at the chart, it surely looks like straight up. But no, it does not go straight up. The market's up and down constantly. Information technology still leading the pack. It was up about 25.5% a couple of weeks ago. We're still, it's kind of flattened out there to 24.9% year to date on information technology. Two sectors still negative. Telecom is down 8.5%. Energy. Down 8.7%. So it's an up and down situation. Healthcare still big winner, 17.9% better. On the week, the big news was energy actually rallied up over 2%. Financials were up over 1%, 1.24%. Utilities down in the basement. Usually when you see utilities, real estate, consumer staples, those sorts of stocks that pay off a big dividend, when you see them fall, there's probably something going on with interest rates. So we'll check that out in a few minutes. But all things considered, market relatively flat on the week. Got a few things on the economy. Case-Shiller Home Price Index. This thing has gotten longer and longer. S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index said that prices appreciated, accelerating in the last 3 months, ended in July. There's a big lag in this number, 5.8% in July, up from 5.6% higher in June. Growth in the 10-city composite index was up 5%, so pretty much a little better than 5% across the board on home price appreciation. Consumer confidence, something that we look at all the time, pulled back just a little bit, but we're still looking at numbers that are really high. The consumer's still, pretty healthy, just seems to be losing a little bit of interest in the recent days. New home sales slipped a little bit in August, fell 3.4%. Looking at durable goods, advanced 1.7% in August relative to July. And MBA mortgage applications, which we look at just about every week, decreased 0.5%. Refinance index fell by 3.5%, while purchase index moved 2.8% higher. Those rates I talked about. Seems like it's kind of a mixed bag. The 30-year increased 8 basis points, 0.08%. All these moves are relatively small, but the yield curve basically steepened this week. It's probably the reason that you see financials doing well as the fact that we still see that recovery in insurance companies that we've talked about in the last couple of weeks. As hurricanes have not produce the damages that that were expected starting, you know, earlier this month, early September. We were all worried about.
So is the 10-year up almost a percent over last year?
No, it's, what are we, 2.34 now? It's been
like
as low as...
1.4, though, wasn't it last year?
No, not the 10-year, maybe 2.14. It was down close to 2% flat.
Last year?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't think I've seen it that low. But the Treasury is definitely, has moved over the last week or so, and part of that... Bill, I don't know if you looked into it, but you know we got a new tax proposal out.
I did.
So we're looking at the potential, and none of this seems real new to me, but corporate taxes being lowered from 35% to 20%, that's probably one of the big ones. Then we're looking at the potential for three individual tax rates from 12% to 25% to 35%.
Did you read the fine print?
Well, the problem is there's really not a whole lot of detail, but what fine print are you referring to?
Well, the fine print said that there will be another bracket. They just haven't disclosed it yet on the uber wealthy.
Yeah,
there always is the uber wealthy.
Right.
That's how you define that. That always cracks me up because according to the current tax structure, uber wealthy is 39.6, right, at 418 grand.
I was going to say, yeah.
Married, filing joint. So I didn't know that would make you an uber wealthy person at 400 grand. But... all depends. So there's going to be another tax bracket.
Yeah,
it pretty
I
much
be
said
that.
The actual sentence said we want to keep the progressive nature of our tax system so that we don't put undue burden on the middle class. I forget how it was worded exactly.
Of course. Hey, but, you know what? There's a whole lot more middle class than there are.
But along with that, they're going to take away my deductions.
Right.
Which
right.
is exactly what Reagan did, and I appreciate that.
Well, yeah.
But it was also, you know, they talk about it being the largest tax decrease.
Yeah.
Is it still in there to get rid of AMT?
Yes.
And
the estate tax.
But that's
the
what they
tax.
Do is they reduce your deduction, so it's...
Yeah.
Well,
or you get
also
to the
gonna,
bracket faster.
Oh, I'm not complaining about this thing. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just saying that at a certain level of income, you probably aren't going to see a whole lot of help.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. I think for the common person...
However,
probably gonna see
I predict that our CPA department will be busier than ever because they're talking about for small businesses, LLCs, S-Corps, distributions would be taxed at 25%.
Yeah, a lower distribution.
Right. So you're going to have people who, you know, switch from paying themselves a fair and reasonable wage to trying to take it in distributions, and so we'll be able to defend them in the IRS audit.
Yeah,
it's the Full Employment Act for CPAs is what I view it as.
Yeah, well, everything, anytime you change the tax code, guess who benefits most?
Right.
The tax preparer in almost every instance. But,
I guarantee you, you'll see audits go through the roof for S-Corps and LLCs.
Yeah. Well, they're still trying to keep several things intact, charitable deductions.
And mortgage interest.
Right, mortgage interest. But there's still one of the realty companies realty associations came out and said that the fact that they're increasing the standard deduction, doubling the standard deduction, that
hurts
a lot
them.
Of folks will not seek home ownership because of the fact that the itemized deduction for interest will not be as beneficial to them.
I don't believe for a minute that you make a decision on whether you rent or own based upon
a tax deduction.
I do believe that might play into whether you buy a gargantuan house,
sure,
a mid-size house or a small house, because obviously interest rates and after-tax effect of that play into what you actually have in your pocket to be able to afford it.
Sure.
But I don't think you make that call.
Yeah. I don't believe so either.
The everyday person isn't going into it thinking about taxes and strategies when they're buying a house.
Not generally.
Yeah. Hmm. Another one of the things that's probably going to be a serious sticking point, especially with those senators and congressmen from California and New York and New Jersey, is going to be the fact that they're trying to do away with the state and local tax deductions. I really believe that will not pass as it is currently proposed. Yeah, I don't think they've got enough votes to make it go with throwing those folks out. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And, of course, the first reaction from Democrats, what'd they say? I could have told you they would have said this years ago, that we're going to give rich people a tax break and the middle class is going to pay for it. That's exactly how they couched it before they even saw the plan. It's 9 pages, should have been an easy read, but you know, that's exactly what they're saying immediately. So, you know, here we got the Democrats trying to push against tax reform, I guess, whatever you want to be known as. And the other thing is, they always ask, how are we going to pay for this? It's $3 trillion in deductions over the next 10
years. They didn't
really
worry about that when Obama was racking up $10 trillion, right?
No. They can spend like crazy. It's just when you try
well,
to... Well,
the Republicans do a pretty good job of BSing as well, you know. We're going to repeal. How'd that work out for you?
Yeah.
Did that work out?
Stalemate. That's what you call it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. It's called lying is what it's called.
Yeah, I guess it's all in the intention,
What happens next year at the ballots.
Well, that's going to be interesting as always, no doubt. But, yeah, I think worrying about how you're going to pay for a tax break is one of those things. You have to ignore the fact that economic activity would increase if you're going to worry so much about that.
All right, we're going to stop here for a quick break. You're listening to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.